When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Bears Iron Man Patrick Manley asked a good question on The Score yesterday regarding the Bears.
From top down, Kevin Warren included, who was doing well at their job? Kevin was brought here to deal with the stadium, right? Is that going well? It doesn't seem like it. I don't know Chicago politics and the money and all that kind of stuff, but it doesn't seem like anybody from the top all the way down is doing well.
So, who's doing a good job at Halas Hall?
I think I'm going to get chastised for this, and I don't want anyone... I can't see the text line, so don't text at me. But I think Ryan Poles is doing a good job. I think he got the quarterback. He lucked into a lot of it. He's made some mistakes. He's owned up to those mistakes in terms of personnel and coaching decisions and hiring decisions. And I am intrigued to see how he corrects the head coach decision. I think he's doing a good job. And I think he's, as Kevin Warren reminded us, he's young. He's a young GM. He's going to make mistakes. He's going to learn. And I'm excited to see how he continues to grow. The Kevin Warren comment about the stadium, I think, is fascinating, because if Kevin Warren is going to have a major part in this head coaching search, which we've all kind of alluded, been led to believe, that's a full-time job. You can't, you know, put half effort into this coaching search. That's a full-time job. So then who's doing the stadium? Because it's not why you came here. So I'm just curious to see how that kind of plays out.
I'd give Ryan Poles an all right. I give him an all right on it. I just, you know, the hardest one is it's going to be really hard to make this roster comment, kind of like we're going to take the North and never give it back. Mm-hmm. You know, these are standalone items that don't look very good right now. Okay. But I had a problem with this when they brought the guy in. You know, as soon as Kevin Warren got involved in making football decisions that don't necessarily have an impact on the stadium. This one might, though, if you think about it. We don't have a lot of time in this segment. I just don't want Kevin Warren making too many football decisions.
That's fair. Tory Taylor's doing all right. I know that's a terrible thing to say, but as a man that demanded they draft a punter And as a man that celebrated and felt as if I had won a championship myself when they drafted the punter from Iowa, who was like one of my favorite players
Same
in that draft.
Ever.
I was delighted. And I am delighted. And I think he might be having the best season out of any player on the team, which, again, you know, it's interesting to have Patrick Manley be the guy to point this question out, because many years, Pat was the best player on the team. The problem was, as I wrote one time, and he jokes with me about, you can't ride the long snapper to a Super Bowl. But he was the best long snapper in the league for many years, and was a guy that was having these, like, perfect seasons that no one was picking up on. Just
who drafted who drafted Torrey Taylor?
That would be Ryan Poles.
Thank you very much.
You're making your point. Yeah, I'm with you. All right, we got to get to Joe Ostrowski. We'll talk to Joe next. Get your wagertainments for the weekend. It's Mully and Haw. We have Ruthie Polinsky in again this morning on Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 The Score.
Money, 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 money.
Mully and Haw, Ruthie Polinsky in this morning, and we've got Joe Ostrowski now joining us on the Score Hotline, the Aturo Hotline, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. Joseph, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Hi, Joe.
Good morning, Mully and Ruthie. Just Bears making me look stupid. All of us look stupid. Themselves look stupid. Week after week, silly me. I will only talk about the fired coach bump with other teams. That's something that I always forget. Like the rules are different with this team. We all know that.
Well, I mean, are they going to win another game? Will you find yourself wagering upon them again, Joe, or will you instead choose to, I don't know, make a wager that they lose out?
I don't know that anybody's going to be able to say on Monday, I'm betting on the Bears, which probably means that you should bet on the Bears because they show up when you least expect them to, and they're a complete no-show when you expect them to actually fight. But I was curious about this because I know you guys have been talking a lot about this, and with the tough schedule that they, of course, have, we've been looking at Seattle. Like, that's the one game that a lot of people look at. So I was curious what the win total is sitting here 4-9. They have the updated win total at 5.5 juice to the under. So the betting market is basically saying, all right, we think the Bears will win one more game. It's just good luck figuring out what that game is, because that game that was circled that most people figured, okay, Seattle would be the game. Don't look now, but since they're bye, they've won 4 straight games. Mike McDonald making changes on defense. He's figured things out. Over the last month, they're only giving up 15 points per game. So, yeah, I would agree with you guys right now that probably not, even though the number is 5.5 for wins.
They could maybe get the Lions at home after they played them close. Lions start resting people. I don't know.
Yeah, that number is 7.5 for next week, Ruthie.
Okay, well, talk to us about the one that's coming up Monday night. Bears-Vikings, what are the props looking like?
Yeah, you guys hit on it. The Vikings are so much more interesting to talk about. Kevin O'Connell, you know, he's the second favorite now for the coach of the year, and of course Flores. But I look to the guys that got him in the last matchup, and it's where the Bears have struggled mightily on defense with or without Eberflus, stopping that run game. Aaron Jones was over 100 yards last time against them. His early number is 61.5. 61.5. You'd assume he'd continue to run. Oh, I think we've seen him have a couple good games against the Bears in the past. And then the tight end position, Hockenson, he went for over 100, and we saw what Kittle's done and a number of tight ends this season. That number is only 39.5 receiving yards. So as far as how I'm going to attack it, I'll be looking at Aaron Jones and Hockenson.
All right. Why are people betting Notre Dame to win the national championship? Is that insane?
If you look at the path, I don't think it's insane. It is a year where there isn't one great team that stands above the rest. And if you look at the odds, the favorites to win the titles of the top four, 3 are on the top half of the bracket, Oregon, Texas, and Ohio State, even though they're the 8. And we get word about Carson Beck. It doesn't look like he'd be ready for that second round game. If Notre Dame were to beat Indiana like they're supposed to, and it ends up being this guy Stockton, talking to some people that make numbers on this, they say if it's not Beck, that they would make Notre Dame a favorite against Georgia, a short favorite. And then, okay, let's say you get past there. Let's say you meet up with Penn State. It's James Franklin. He's 1-17 against top five teams. Notre Dame fans can talk themselves into this. So people have been betting them this week at 10-1.
Something to have public teams, Joe. Thank you, buddy. Great stuff as always.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I don't know about that, though. Marcus Freeman? Marcus Freeman bump? I'm not sold. I'm not sold. I think he's done a good job this year, but I'm not sold. All right.
TBD.
We've got a lot to get to. We'll get to it next. It's Mully and Haw. It's Ruthie Polinsky on the score.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.